Yes, you're listening to Stages, our summer special, and that's a little Basuku Kuyati. They're playing down at the Spiegel Tent. Get along and see them. Well, Alice in Wonderland is part of the festival, and we have the producer, Michael Cedars, on the line to have a chat with us about this very special adaptation of the Lewis Carroll fantasy world of Alice, played by Dubs Unipingu. Welcome to Stages, Michael.
Thank you for having me.
So, where did this project start in, you know, the adaptation, which is by Marianne Butler? Where did the beginning of this sort of work begin?
Well, it all started probably back in 2015. I had just finished producing the Very Hungry Caterpillar show, which was touring, and I was looking for something that for my next project. And at the time, I didn't realise it, but in 2015 was the 150th anniversary, so Alice in Wonderland was kind of all around me, and it was, you know, and it just kind of popped into my head that, you know, it would be really great to do a contemporary or Australian twist on that classic. So, and it's such a iconic story that I thought people would love, and that I think I could do some justice to with a bit of a uniqueness to it as well.
And how have you gone about sort of making it more relevant to Australians who are seeing the production?
Well, it's set now. It's set in 2018. We've updated the language, so it's not that Victorian language that people know in the book. It really has a unique Australian quality to the voice of Alice, and to all of the other characters. And also just having Dubs Unipingu play Alice, the first Indigenous woman to play the role, I think already sets it apart from any other production that's out there or that has been you know, staged or on film or on TV or anything like that. So that's really how we've updated and made it relevant.
Have you brought in part of her history as well, or the Indigenous history into the story in that way?
No, we really didn't bring in the Indigenous history to it because I'm a white fella, and those aren't my stories to tell. I really wanted it to be the classic Lewis and Carroll tale, but just with a modern Australian take on it. So it's not an Indigenous story. It is Alice in Wonderland that everyone knows and loves. We just have an Indigenous woman playing the role.
Yeah, there's no reason why Alice can't be played by an Indigenous
actor.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I think the strength of Alice in Wonderland isn't the fact that she's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. Mm. It's the fact that she's a really strong character and a really strong role model for young girls and boys as well.
Yeah. How do you think that she's a role model?
She's a strong character. She is a powerful girl, even though she may not realize it in the beginning. Throughout her journey, she discovers her voice and she realizes that, you know, she had all of the qualities to be who she wants to be and to navigate the world on her own.
And I mean, she was the first. Solve her own.
Absolutely. She was the first literary character, female literary character, that wasn't on a journey towards a relationship. She didn't have a sidekick that was a male that was helping her through her journey. She was doing it by herself. That in itself is remarkable for a book that was written in 1865. And we've really honed in on that quality of Alice and brought it to the fore in this production.
And I was just wondering, too, about any of the other characters. What about the Mad Hatter? Is there any... can you give us any insights into how you've done that sort of...
The Mad Hatter is just one of those characters that we really didn't want to play around too much with that. He is a character that pretty much remains true in this. You know, throughout Alice's journey, she encounters so many, you know, big, strong, opinionated male characters, and he's one of those. And he's really one of those kind of points in the story that people really want to see. So we really haven't messed around with him too much. He's still a crazy loon that just tries to, you know, stop Alice in her tracks. So, but it's one of the most satisfying moments in the production as well.
It's a terrific story, and the way that she becomes small and big, and how is that worked on the stage? Is it sort of a very kind of visually theatrical production?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges that we had to face as theatre makers, is how to, in a live space, make Alice really tiny and then also extraordinarily tall. So what I love about theatre is that everything happens in front of you. I'm not a fan of multimedia in theatre, and especially for kids. I mean, they're so bombarded by screens anyway throughout their day, that I go into a live space and see theatre magic happen in front of you is just amazing. And so we use a whole heap of theatre magic tricks. We have a miniature version of Alice, which is basically just a stuffed toy of Alice, and that's her represented as when she's tiny. We also have these giant extendable legs with giant shoes attached to them that represent her when she's big. But we also do something that's really cool, is we kind of go to a blackout and we hear this sound effect of Alice shooting up through the ceiling of the theatre, and some rubble drops down and, you know, sunlight shines through the roof of the theatre.
Oh, wow.
And we alter her voice as though she's in outer space and she's really massive. So it's theatre magic like that I think is really special.
And you said the imagination too, like you're encouraging the use of the adults and the kids there to use their imagination.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the joy. That's the joy of theatre, and being creative is, you know, we get to use our imaginations every day, and we want to share that and take kids on that journey with us too.
And so where is it being staged? Which theatre are you at?
So we're at the Lennox Theatre at Riverside Theatre's Parramatta, and we're on until the 27th of January, and we do two shows a day.
Yes, not morning, but some mornings, some afternoons, some
So we do, yeah, absolutely.
Terrific. Michael Siders, thank you so much for joining us. Yeah, it just sounds wonderful and magical and exciting for all ages. All ages,
yeah,
it
absolutely.
Seems. Yeah, terrific. Fantastic. Thank you again.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was the producer, Michael Siders, of Alice in Wonderland, a very special, fantastical twist to the story. This is a little Jlin, who are playing at the Carriage Works this Friday evening as part of Sydney Festival.